Welcome back to Heat and Constant Knowledge. I'm Guy Kelly, and with me always,
Adam Martinez.
Right. Joined by a very special guest, Garrett Ulrich.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
How are you, sir?
Great. Kanye? That's great. I like that.
Kanye sample.
Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah.
I know.
Yep, move
Curtis
on up. There we go. Yeah.
Boom, we got some knowledge already.
But Kanye's so good that I think he uses like the legit track. I used to use Kanye's, and then I moved to Curtis.
Hey, I appreciate it. Yeah. Hey, did you move on up?
I moved on up. That's exactly what we did.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so we were all just on a show tonight.
Yeah, at the docks, right?
Docks HB. Yeah, it was very fun. It was it's a office space that's basically conformed into.
I felt like I was going back to work after work. Yeah,
yeah, that's great. Well, but it was cool because they fed us and they gave us like drinks. I love those spots.
Pizza, beer.
It's a great like space management idea because it's like office space in the morning and then it's a kind of club at night. You know what I mean? Like when the office space is done. Now it's used for clubs, kind of.
And not going to lie, I was shocked how much they were into it.
Yeah,
for
I loved
their
it.
Age, because they were older.
I was scared of like the language I was going to use. But they were in immediately. You talked about masturbating, like, I love this. This is great. Yeah,
I literally went and I made sure I had a, because I had a long fucking set, I had a chunk that was going to be really dark. And as soon as I saw his set, I was like, I'm not doing the dark shit. I'm not doing too dark. Because I knew, like, oh, man, like, I don't want to. They were older.
Mm-hmm. A bit older. A bit.
But they were fun.
Very fun.
Man, old people can be fun too. So good sets, gentlemen. Garrett, so something about yourself interesting. First off, where are you from? Born and raised. Where are you at?
Santa Cruz.
Ooh, yeah. Santa Cruz.
Yeah, just outside Santa Cruz in like a small mountain town.
Okay, nice.
Nestled in the redwoods.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Santa Cruz up north?
Up north, yeah, like an hour south of San Francisco.
Okay, good to know for our listeners in Illinois that have no clue where Santa Cruz.
They don't know. They don't know where I'm from.
They're learning. Now they do.
How dare they?
How fucking bastards. Shout out to Brian Stern. We got a listener that listens all the time, wanted a shout out. Comic I started out with, he's wheelchair bound. Because we roast him every
before
Wednesday.
After comedy.
During. He came in, he was born with spina bifida, so he's in a wheelchair, and he's a comic, so he watches every episode. So while I had a moment and I thought about it, shout out to you, Brian Stern. I'll be roasting you on Wednesday.
John Liu's probably watching this, too. You're on the show.
We just did a show.
You were just here, but now you're there. So.
That's great. There, John Liu.
In the future, this is some crazy shit.
This is some
time travel.
I didn't realize you guys did magic, too.
That's what the haircut's for.
I'm trying to get played at that like magic comedy place. What's that place called? Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
The palace? Oh, no.
It's like Magic Palace or something.
You and magicians?
Yeah.
You have to tell jokes, too?
Yeah, and it has to be clean is what someone told me. It's all clean comedy.
Ta-da!
You got any tricks?
I don't have it. Oh, is there a piece? I can't really do it. I just have this one someone taught me. It's like you hold a piece of paper and you make it look like it's here and it's here.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Got me.
I know. I know.
So we've been to time. So, okay, so you're from Santa Cruz. When did you come down to OC?
I moved down to San Diego in, like, 2010 to go to school at UC San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I made my way to OC when I got kicked out of school and had to kill a year.
So okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, very interesting. One of our favorite reasons to have you on, and we couldn't wait to have you on, you're a chemist.
Yes.
Like a real life chemist.
Yeah.
And not like Breaking Bad. Like you're a real chemist.
I do it every day. Does it make you feel bad that I just said I got kicked out of school for it?
No. It makes me feel like you're more human.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It makes me wonder about more chemists though. Like how many of them got kicked out of school and chemistry was the second choice?
Let me tell you, I work with a lot of really dumb people. It's very scary, yeah.
Okay.
Is the like margin for error though like not that bad because like you don't just do it on someone, right? Like what does a chemist do even?
Yeah, what do you do? Take us through your day.
All right. So we work with medical devices
that
like go in people's brains and hearts. So pretty important.
Yeah.
things you need.
Yeah, makes sense.
Things that comics should be working on.
Yeah. A lot of both. Yeah. But like we dealt with like brain aneurysms, right?
Okay.
So they would shove like they cut a hole right here in your thigh and shove a little tube all the way up into your brain and then deploy like a stent.
There's not like a closer access point.
I was wondering that too.
There are, but if you go closer, sometimes like the blood pressure is you want to go further away to give it more ease.
Oh, interesting.
I love that. Yeah. All right, you're brilliant.
Stress on the body. It's actually pretty cool to watch them do it. Like they stuff it in your thigh and it goes like all the way up through your heart and then into your brain. You guys know brain aneurysms?
A little bit, yes.
Right, so it's like, you know, you have your brain vessel, and then it'll like swell a little bit, like mm-hmm. like a bubble. You have one of those, and that's bad, obviously. But then they pop sometimes, and that's like when people die from it. It's like, because that's a stroke.
I thought you guys were going to pop the bubble in this scenario. Okay, so don't pop the bubble.
No, popping the bubble is bad, because that's your brain is just bleeding into your, you know.
So you're making an instrument that essentially drains that bubble?
It depends. So you wanted the bubble to clot, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so the one thing I was working on, it was like a stent, which is like a piece of metal that went through the tube.
Okay.
Right, so then blood would go into the vessel and not be able to come out, and then it would clot. And then if it's clotted, it's not going to rupture.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So it's just hardened.
Yeah, exactly. It hardens, and no blood goes in there anymore, and then it just frees. But it could, like, break off, too, and then blood is, like, going through your brain, and that's the other kind of stroke, is when something gets caught.
So it's just a bad deal.
Yeah.
How many people does that affect on average, would you say?
No, it's not like a lot, though. Okay. Yeah, I don't know the number, but it's not.
Yeah.
And what do you do in this process?
Oh, me? I don't actually work at that company anymore.
Oh, okay.
In that company, I like I worked with those metal things and that part. Now,
why did they need a chemist to do that?
Because we put something on them.
Oh, yeah, you put a chemical on them.
Exactly. We work to put a chemical on the stent. Mm. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
That's fucking amazing. That's
Yeah. We like test them on animals, which
Sweet.
I think is...
What kind of animals?
Mini. It depends.
Like rats?
Mini chihuahuas?
Just nothing but mini...
or is this like a... Actually. Is that like a dwarfish thing, you know?
A mini pen.
Yeah. That's, we get back at everybody with the cute dogs.
Yeah.
No, can you imagine? No.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was good. That was a good dog.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. No, rabbits, pigs. If you pay a lot of money, you can get like a chimp or like a...
For a pig, isn't that because it's pretty close to human?
Yeah, it is. One time, one of the studies really that I was not involved, I want to distance myself.
Okay.
Is it swine flu? Is that what's going to happen, right?
Sorry, we might get killed after this. No, their experiment was just like, how much metal can we shove in this pig before it dies?
Like in its blood? Wow. Or we're just talking about like metal up its ass?
just knives.
Oh, just stabbing it? Like how many stabs?
Yeah, it was pretty
how
brutal.
How many wounds? Oh.
That's a really scientific way of like talking about stabbing someone. How much metal can we put in this? We're going to shank him until it fucking dies.
What sucks is they're ruining the bacon. So you can't even like it.
You can't
to,
even
like,
eat it as a pig later. Yeah.
At that point.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty funny. And then like...
Pulled pork.
Shredded.
Hey, they don't waste it.
Shredded. Absolutely not. Shredded.
I think the adrenaline like kills the meat or something, right? That's why they do the cows in the brain.
Oh, the quick. They get them with the air gun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because like adrenaline makes meat bad, I think.
Yeah.
I
think
know.
So too. No, it does because you have to kill it like quickly because the adrenaline changes the texture of the meat.
But yeah, I don't know about deers and stuff because there's definitely adrenaline when they're shooting them.
That's why you shoot them when they're standing still.
Yeah.
What about like people who are hunting them with like a bow though?
Oh, I thought you were going to say just people.
You mean
I was excited.
You mean true badasses?
True badasses.
True bad motherfuckers.
People who lived in Texas before it was cool to live in Texas, you know, those people. Their roots came from Texas.
Fucking bow hunting. It's pretty badass, though. I don't.
Mm-hmm. It is badass.
Have you done it?
You're a man. No, absolutely not.
You've definitely done it.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so you're a chemist. How did you land on chemistry? Did you know this like your whole life, or was this something you just landed on because you're brilliant?
Thank you.
After how many schools, too, did you drop out of and land on
chemistry? I would prefer not to say.
The fifth?
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah,
plus two?
Yeah, something like that. I was doing like pretty bad actually in school and just kind of like, you know, floating around. Not because school was hard. I was just like, you know, not
fuck
doing. If you don't do any of the work, school's hard.
I found that out the same way, yeah. They don't pass you.
Nah,
yeah.
It's weird.
It's not like
if
high
you
school.
Show up, they don't keep your scholarship.
One time there was a class where I didn't actually do any of the work and they fucked up the grade and gave me an A+. So that was pretty, I did take that.
Boost that GPA.
Did that, yeah, did that cost you another semester? Like,
pretty much.
You were like, thank God they fucked up my grades because I can live here one more month.
On campus.
Pretty much. Well, I was going to like, I went to community college because I just had no idea what I was doing.
Okay.
But I did have a really cool chemistry teacher in high school.
Okay.
Yeah, he was like this crazy dude who lived up like in the mountains, in the trees, and he had like this crazy house with like caves under it, and like it's pretty.
Sounds like Dr. Seuss.
Well, he was also very.
And when did he molest you in the story?
No, not me. No. By the time I got there, he was an old man. But for sure, dude, back in the 50s and 60s, man. And he also married a former student, too.
So nice. Like, a lot of chemistry with her.
For sure. They had water fights. Is that weird? Is that strange?
Yeah. Like, while he was a teacher and she was a student?
I don't know them specifically, but I saw videos of him being a teacher and having water fights with students.
Yeah. No. Sandusky,
there was one.
How are they throwing this water? Like, he had a water gun or water bottle? What's going on?
Okay. Wait.
Super soaker.
They poke a hole on top of it?
No, I don't know all the details.
Was it his dick?
Probably. That's a super soaker.
That's what ended it.
No, there is one, though, like out in the driveway where if the cars go in, it just like shoots a bunch of water and it can like go into the engine and the car won't start.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he has that. It's pretty weird. He's got like a big old organ. But anyways, he was like a really...
Swinger.
Yeah, probably. He was very interesting and he did a lot of fun stuff and I really enjoyed his class. And so like after a while, I was like, God, I'm not doing anything. I just picked the one thing I liked pretty much.
Sweet.
A true love story.
And
true
love story. When did comedy get into the mix?
Yeah, how did you get from chemistry to comedy?
Comedy. Well, after chemistry, things went poorly. Very, very bad.
Graduating chemistry or just deciding
like
on chemistry?
The whole thing. Just, yeah. All of it? Yeah. After graduating, yeah. Because I got a really, like, a job.
What year did you graduate?
2013.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah. That makes me seem young, but it took me 10 years to get through college. It was a pretty long process. And then I took like the first job I was offered and it was super low paying and bad.
But at least you took a 10 years to become a chemist and not 10 years to become like a temp.
Yeah, no, it's paid off now. Yeah. Actually in the pandemic, I was like, I was doing really well because I kept going
Flex.
Like, yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Finally, I just got a couple of different jobs and they're much better. Yeah.
Very, very cool. So you kept moving up.
I kept moving up. Yeah. I went up.
Up.
Yeah. Hey, it's the theme, right? It's a song.
It's the theme all night.
I knew I was coming.
All right. So back to comedy. How did you get into comedy? So life goes sideways.
Oh, yeah. Life went. So I had that job that I didn't really like. Okay. And I wasn't really doing anything.
The first job.
Yeah, I stayed there for 7 years. I hate myself.
wait, is that the medical job? Because you said 2013, 7 years ago. 7 years is 2020, right?
What? 7 years ago?
Didn't you say you graduated in 2013?
Yeah.
And then 7 years was 2020. So is
He's
that the medical
if
job?
You just quit it.
Yeah. Is that the job you just quit?
No, I quit here like in during the pandemic in like May.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I quit a couple actually during the pandemic.
Nice. Okay, so go ahead. You're at this job you hate.
Yeah, I was at this job I hate. I was in a relationship that was bad.
Okay.
And we had a baby. That part was good.
Yeah.
But the relationship was bad and I didn't have anything, so I just like I needed to do something. I don't even remember why I picked it. But then I went and did a class which was, you know, it's embarrassing to say, but
who cares?
No, I don't really care. It just got me started.
It was, a comedy class?
Yeah, a comedy class. I paid way too much money. I will not say.
One to ten. I'll tell you. I'll say how much I paid for an improv class.
Oh God,
it was $365. Yeah, at the clubhouse in Hollywood. That's right, baby.
I can't say shit. I graduated Second City. You have to pay for that.
That's so funny. It was with this lady, man.
Good time though. Thank you. For
what city was it in?
Santa Ana.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, at this like theater, and it was just me and this and one other guy. And then at the end, there was like a showcase, and the teacher was like this weird old crazy lady.
Every Sweet. Time
I'd come back, and she'd be like, "How are you doing on the circuit?" What?
Yeah, that's... What are you, NASCAR? That's weird. That's a weird... Yeah.
I want to get on the comedy circuit. That sounds...
That's
a good word for it.
I think she said the OC circuit or something. I was like, oh, great. I made it.
Here we go. That, like Gallagher, the rec room?
Yeah,
like,
you know,
we're running it right now.
Yeah, right here.
We're
right,
living it.
Yeah. We're in the streets of OC right now.
We're in the circuit.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so you get into comedy. What year was that?
That is a good question. 5 years ago now.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Something like that. Five
so
years ago. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, okay, it was after I had my daughter. She was like 1 year, one.
Okay.
I was like, yeah.
So,
good time to start, becoming an artist after you're,
yeah,
have
after
children.
Your kids one. Yeah, that's a great idea. So you get into comedy and, what kept you coming back?
I just enjoyed it. I think I took some like acting a little bit when I was younger and I really enjoyed it. I like making people laugh. It's just fun, man.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we know why you like it, but for the listener.
Oh,
like,
sure.
You get it.
I should tell them more. explain myself. I've had problems explaining myself. It's one of my... Yeah, I just feel like joy up there. It's fun. You can just be so free and you can say whatever you want and like dance or do whatever. And it's so... You can't do that anywhere else. Like, people look down on you when you do that kind of thing. But you're like, hey, I'm going to be a kid and be silly and be like... Ah!
Yeah, I think every like comic I like watching has a little kid won't let go.
Yeah, okay, well, sure.
Very Peter Panish of all of us, but like exactly right, because I like being a jackass on stage too. It's more fun than like...
For sure.
I'm so glad I'm not up there like yelling at people my opinions.
Oh,
I'm just having fun. Not that that's like you do what you want, but for me, like I'm a child.
Sure, sure, me too.
Fuck
you,
same. You're like 7 years old, so when you get a chance to get up there, it's like, yo, this is a good fucking time.
You can't just yell and scream anywhere else in life, and people are like, get out of here. Like, so
and be outraged about the dumbest shit.
So sporting stupid. Events, sporting events, you can do well, basically sure, sure. the same. Yeah, yeah.
We travel.
It's
back.
It's basically the same. Yeah.
But so you love it. You're good at it. We like having you on.
You run a show.
Yeah,
I run a show.
Co-host a show. I believe.
Co-host a show. Yeah. What up, Bernice? Friend Zone presents. We're back. You know, the pandemic shut us down.
Bernice,
you know her.
Does she have a last name?
Oh, Ashikian. Yeah.
There you go.
Follow her.
See, I was not going to try to say it because I've only read it. I just call her Bernice as well.
Yeah.
But for the listener, it's Bernice Ashikian?
Yeah, Ashikian. Yeah,
Ashikian. I think. See, that's why I didn't
it's actually. It. I think it's actually better than I say, but, you know, all the white people have to say Bernice.
Bernice?
Yeah.
I like it.
But better than I say, yeah. Better Follow her. It's me, Bern. She's super funny and talented.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys are running a show together?
Yeah, we're back. We had our second show yesterday. Yeah,
Where's the location? Are you giving it away?
Oh, yeah. Ficklewood Cider Works. It's in Long Beach on Broadway. Fourth Thursday of the month.
Is it a bar? What are we talking here?
They make cider.
Okay.
You know, like hard cider. Apple wine.
Got it. So it's kind of a brewery setup almost?
Yes.
Do they have seltzers? No seltzers.
No seltzers.
No seltzers. Okay.
No Trulies.
Yeah.
I had, yesterday I had like a frozen cider with, it was pretty, like a pineapple cider.
Was it good though or no?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, it was, yeah, it's fine. Like a frosé.
That sounds like you didn't like it.
Margarita or better? Like, what's the flavor we're talking
drink
about?
Drink something else there if you don't like
it. Yeah. It was a little, it was just a little much for trying to speak afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. A little strong, you mean?
Or sweet? And just like sweet, yeah. A okay. Sweet, yeah.
Yeah, true. I like, I can't do the same thing. Like, I don't like soda or anything.
No,
I like water.
No.
Water. Water or beer. And
that's pretty much all I drink. Water, yeah. I only drink water, beer, and coffee.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Any form of, like, just one step away from water.
And just a little glass of milk to put me to sleep.
Nice. I had some Pinot Grigio from the ladies over there that gave me some. That was horrible to chase a beer with.
Oh, after the... Oh,
yeah,
nice.
A sweet wine. Yeah. Where you're like, ugh, I don't... And they were like, you want to drink with us? I'm like, no. But, you know, they were sweet. The ladies, yeah, they were old, but they were like, they were trying to talk.
Oh, I heard what happened when you mentioned the word saxophone.
Oh, yeah, she was like, oh, that's a sexy instrument.
Right.
That was weird. I was like, oh, dry up, lady.
Yeah.
Oh, they're sweet though. They were fun. They're,
I loved it. They were super cool.
Fuck that.
I've just never heard that saxophone reaction. I've never heard someone be like saxophone and be like, "Ooh, baby, I'm gonna suck his dick tonight." Like, I was like, "What the hell?"
You're too young. There was an era with a saxophone.
Where it was sexy
before Kenny G came along. Oh yeah, Songbird, yeah. And mm-hmm. Everyone wanted a flute.
I was in jazz band in high school. I know what old music sounds like.
What was
like.
Your instrument?
I was really bad, so I started out at the flute, and then they're like, "We're gonna put you on." The trumpet, then the trombone, then I was on the baritone.
So you were like Jack Walter.
They just kept moving me around, and then they were like, you want to be the section leader? And I'm like, I'm out. I need to not do this anymore.
Did he tell you about doing open mic music comedy?
Oh, I've never told him about this.
No, let's hear it.
One time I went to Seattle to visit one of my friends, and they didn't have comedy. It was just music open mic. So I brought a guitar and I just kept tuning it and doing my bits.
That's hilarious.
And like,
so that's your Kaufman moment.
Yeah, some people really liked it, but the artists did not. Like, the musicians were like, it might have even said on the flyer, like, no comedy. And I was just like, I'm never going to be back here.
Jailbreaker.
Like, why? What's the point
got
of.
Got a lawbreaker.
Yeah. Fucking so punk rock, dude.
Yeah, that was the only. That was the only punk rock moment of my life. I was like, all right, I can.
Did
I
you still have the long hair when you did it?
It was shorter at the time. Yeah, yeah.
Backpack,
of course. Yeah, no, yeah. Do you fuck in that thing? Yeah. Do I fuck in that thing? I'm like,
how
hang
do you
on.
Wipe your ass without clipping it?
Let me take my shirt off. Keep backpack on though. I just have like weird button up shirts that like rip off in weird ways. I'm like, whoosh.
And a
you're, just, you're just like a girl who can take her bra off. You know they have that
yeah,
top,
yeah.
You do it with your backpack.
I'm like,
oh, don't worry.
Yeah,
I got this. Hey, I got this, girl.
You got the sickest backpack tan though.
Yeah. Oh,
that's amazing.
That'd be a gnarly tan line. I'm not gonna lie.
In Vietnam,
you'd
definitely be the radio guy just for the backpack.
Yeah, just
like,
for the backpack.
Yeah. I want that
I'm gonna
guy.
Take that one right there. Thank you.
I'll be the guy who dies 15 minutes into the fight scene.
I feel like the radio guy though has the best life. You know what I mean?
No,
they don't. He dies in the movies, but in real life they don't send him to the front lines. He's in the back with the general who needs the communication. The people who are going to die, they don't need to know anything.
Guy Kelly's like, Guy Kelly wants to be the guy who yells at, turn around.
The less, the better, actually. Yeah,
my stepdad's retiring tomorrow as a colonel in the military. I know that they don't care about the ship people.
Oh, no, they don't.
Yeah, no.
No.
They're like, they have a test, and they're like, oh, you're infantry. That's where you go. Like, they test how smart you are before you join.
Yeah.
And they determine where you go.
Oh, yeah, they give them those tests. But I had one friend who tested out of it and still picked infantry because he's a fucking, he wanted it.
You want to get jacked, dude.
Yeah, well, yeah, and now we shouted him out a couple episodes ago. Now he's working on helicopters.
Oh, that's dope, though.
He's pivoted, but when he started, he was definitely like, yo, infantry. All right, Bruce Willis, go get him.
Military helicopters, or is he commercial yet?
Military.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's doing those, and the good one. I don't think he'll go to that. I think he's going to pivot, too. He's getting his degree. He's like finishing his degree while he's there.
Smart.
I mean,
you'll have the retirement in that.
The military retirement, if you stay in a long time, is crazy.
Yeah, that's the thing. He'll have his time in because he went in at like 19.
Yeah. Oh.
And he's going to be 40. He's already 40.
Oh. Yeah. He's in his 20 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's just getting more, leveling up.
Yep.
As we talk, leveling up, chemists. As we're two fucking jerk off comics talking about people far more interesting than us and to somebody far more interesting than us.
No. I could have been 12 years into my 20-year contract right now. Like, I could have almost been retiring with good money and then had comedy paid for.
I would love to see him in the military.
Yeah.
as the radio guy.
When I was really little, that was, like, actually my dream because my stepdad was in the military. And I was like, that seems cool. And then I liked eating MREs and all that stuff. And then I got older and we weren't as poor. And I was like, MREs aren't that good. They were good when all you're eating is Kraft mac and cheese. But when you can go to McDonald's, it's like an MRE is garbage.
That's actually true. Have you ever had an MRE?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
Wow, that's because you're a chemist.
Yeah, I know what's in it.
Yeah. How does that chemical reaction work?
It's just dehydration, right?
The like water heating up when you... So it has like this pad and you put the water on it and then it superheats it.
Oh, yeah. Some things react to water. I don't know exactly what's in there.
Gotcha,
metals and things.
Yeah, it's got like
they give off heat, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then it like cooks it in there and it tastes like plastic. It's awesome.
Or you can make it into like a makeshift bomb.
With
rocks. I learned that from my friend in the military.
Yeah, we didn't. My stepdad didn't give me that lesson.
Dude.
He was like, no bombs here.
My dude got back from the infantry with so much PTSD. We were doing the dumbest. We would drive on his Blazer or his Jeep, holding onto the rail in the winter, driving around Chicago doing like 40 on some Teen Wolf stupid shit. Like, that's how dumb we were to be entertained.
Sounds fun.
Well, it was fun.
Hey, we did some dumb stuff in the mountains, too. We would take pumpkins and, steal people's pumpkins. And then,
like Halloween, or they're growing pumpkins? What's the deal?
Are these
just gourds? Or is pumpkin an exaggeration?
No, strictly pumpkin. But you keep them out through the fall. I mean, we didn't do it for a long time because we got caught eventually. Because we took the pumpkins and then we would smash the mailboxes with them. Just so stupid. It's horrible. Just such bad
karma stuff.
Yeah. Just bad behavior.
Yeah.
Just to be entertained. Fucking
taillight baseball.
Oh.
We play taillight baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry for your taillight.
Taillight baseball? Wow.
I'll tell you though, a pumpkin smashing a mailbox, it's pretty exciting.
Is the mailbox have to be replaced, or is it just super dirty and has to be washed?
It depends. Sometimes we knock them off. Yeah, we were pretty bad.
You can knock a mailbox off pretty easy.
One time, you can.
Are you going fast in a car when you're doing this?
Yeah, hanging out the window. Gotcha. Yeah, dude, of course.
Are you, like, just smashing it into it, like, with your hand?
No, you got to give it a little toss.
Oh, you throw it. I was like, that's...
Yeah, you'll break your arm.
I was going to say, that's punk rock if you're just smashing it physically into it. Like,
that's
wow.
That's comic book. Yeah. You're just literally hulking.
We did like crack some like posts and we fucked some shit up, but we got in a crash and then and then the cops came and there was like pumpkins everywhere and we got caught.
Are you the pumpkin bandits?
Did they connect you to all of it?
Did you make the paper?
Or were they just like, why do you have all these pumpkins? Did they not even care?
The 4-year run is over for the pumpkin bandits. We finally caught them. Yeah. We apprehended
them. No, we didn't have them all. We would just, steal them and use them that same night. So we didn't, but the back had obviously there were pumpkins.
Dude,
sell
this Netflix. They're buying every true crime ever committed.
I wonder if people were calling the police like, another pumpkin got stolen.
Who is this animal? The chief's just breaking down, drinking coffee, just sitting outside smoking a cigarette down to his fingertips. Yeah. Just, this guy's killing me.
Where are my pumpkins?
He's getting an ulcer because of
God
you.
Damn it. Another fucking mailbox.
Well, I know it's the Ulrich boy. I know it's the Ulrich boy. God damn it.
I know. My dad's like a cop in that town, too. It's pretty funny. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's like a small town, too. Do you know who they called first? The police called the football coach.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, like when they got to you guys?
No, in the morning I got a call from the football coach.
Oh,
yeah. That's awesome.
The small town shit is so funny. So
like you were on the football team.
Yeah, but it wasn't even like football season or anything. But that's who I got a call from.
That's Eric? How it works.
Was it like a dad talk?
Kind of. It's like, was there any alcohol involved? No, dude, just pure adrenaline, bro.
High in life, coach.
Steroids, just steroids, coach, that he gave me.
Taking what the defense gave me, coach.
Yeah, for sure.
They gave me a pumpkin.
God damn it.
So that's hilarious. What position you play?
Wide receiver and like defensive back. I like kick return, though. That was the best. Kick return was the shit.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Yeah. But the returner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You are
crazy.
It's just fun, dude. When you break through, it's fucking
space.
Yeah, it's good. It's space, yeah. I was fast. Like, that was probably my best skill is I was fast.
Yeah, like you're California. I'm not being weird, but like everyone in Illinois is like, yeah, you said you were a California receiver, dude.
Yeah,
you had the quick. You were a white cornerback. You're like Jason Sehorn.
Yeah, but my quickness, I wasn't as good as that.
Just straight speed.
Yeah, straight speed is good. Like, because I would run track too. And I have a pretty bad start, but then halfway through, I'd be like,
oh, so you got good top end speed.
Yeah. But not as quick. Yeah. That's fun. I miss. No. Yeah.
Yeah. Tracks. Actually, I get to run track in like the fall. Mm-hmm. And it was like the first time I did it. I do racing against somebody is fucking fun.
It's fun. What events did you do?
I just did the 100.
Yeah, 100.
Just the short, like the shortest for my size. They were like, yeah,
that makes sense.
Put the linebacker types right there and just go there.
Yeah, I ran the 1 and the 2 and the 4. Yeah.
And so the 4 was probably your best.
No, the 2. 4. Yeah, 2. 4. Just, 4 is long, dude. That thing's dude. Have you run a 400? It's like a sprint.
It's a lap.
Yeah, but it's like a sprint.
Yeah.
It's a beast.
I only did it in junior high. I didn't do it in high school.
Yeah. It's really hard.
When they didn't have real track and field, you know, it's just like an after school program or something.
Sure.
But yeah, the 200 would be yours because you're in top.
There's enough
top
time. There's enough time, yeah.
But the 100 is too burst.
I mean, I was still pretty good at it.
Yeah.
But 200 is better.
What was your 40 time?
Ah, man. I'm not sure. I don't remember my 40. I think the track I went like 10.9 one time.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, in the 100. Yeah. And I had bad hamstrings, so I just...
Oh, they would get tight all the time.
I pulled it, I think, after I did that. Yeah. No, I pulled them all the time. It was horrible. It sucked.
Yeah. It's crazy life of an athlete, man. Your body fucking falls. But that's crazy. So they call the coach. The coach scolds you, tells you this is why you're a receiver and not a quarterback.
Correct.
Because you didn't hit the target center mass.
Fucking dummy.
Hit him in the numbers. Actually hit him in the eyes, coach.
Yeah, he didn't have the, like... He gave you like a little like, oh, good job though. You know, have a good one.
Boys
at,
will be
at
boys.
The end.
Did
yeah.
he hit you the boys will be boys at any moment?
Yeah. No.
He wasn't like, was there any chicks there, son?
Just disappointment.
So what's your dad do at that moment when his kid's a criminal?
Wait, yeah. So the cop called the coach before he called your dad.
What?
Well, we want him to get beat.
Who's
killed.
Another cop, right?
He
broke the cop chain of command just to call the football coach.
All right, maybe I don't know the exact order. You know, comedy.
He crossed the blue line.
It's funnier if they call him first.
Yeah.
But actually, the people that got me were the CHP, and that's who my dad worked for, actually. Yeah, they knew. They, like, put pumpkins on his car one time. I think they pranked him with it.
Pretty good. You know what you did to me today. Oh, man, that's funny. How are we doing on time? We good?
We're almost at the end. There's like 4 minutes left.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I just want to make man. So you know,
we did it. You knew it. Good time. Yeah. You saw the light. You got it. Experience.
So your parents CHP. Do you think they're nicer than cops?
Nice. They have to be, right? Yeah. I don't know.
What's the training difference? Like, what's the like? Do you know? I don't know what.
Oh,
it is.
I the CHP. I mean, mostly you know they're just out on the like roads, right? Oh. And they do work as cops, kind of in cities that don't have.
More independent.
Yeah,
right. Less police force.
Right, exactly. So my dad actually worked in like the small town that I was at.
Okay. Oh, so he was trying to apprehend a criminal living under his roof.
Well, I lived with my mom, so he's
okay.
There.
Okay, so he had a little bit of distance.
Yeah.
His dad's the only thing was keeping him out of jail. They were like these goddamn bandits.
The pumpkin bandits are at it. Again.
They had his picture in there, and they're like, "One day, goddamn it, one
they had a
day."
That looked like him, and his dad's like bringing it home. And Garrett's just like, "What the fuck?"
Or his dad's feeding them false information.
It
he's
is.
Like, "I'm pretty sure he's got a mustache."
his dad's holding the thing up, going, "Garrett, we're never gonna find this guy." I mean, I just, I can't, and it's just a dead ringer. Oh God. All right, so You got the show in Long Beach. Where can they find you?
You guys have a show coming up too.
Oh shit! Yeah, we got Think Tank. That'll be a couple weeks out after this. It'll be August 24th. Do you know where it's at?
Oh yeah, baby, Pike Bar, Long Beach, 4th Street. Yeah, I'm gonna walk there.
Boom. Oh nice. That's that close to your house.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's nice. I like it. I like it down there a lot.
Sarah K. Godot is doing that on. So we're on that together. So hell that'll be a fun one. Other than that, where can our listener find you at?
Yeah, Garrett Jokes, two R's and two T's. People have been fucking my name up a lot lately.
Yeah.
Two T's and Garrett. Garrett Jokes. Yeah, all things, you know, Instagram, all that shit. All
right, perfect. What do you got going on this weekend? Anything fun? Let's land this plane together.
Oh, comedy. Another show tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, Rec Room spot. Should be pretty fun.
Very, very cool. Who's headlining? This will be
awesome. Are you headlining?
Yeah, me. I'm doing 3 hours.
Nice.
Come out.
Eddie Griffin set. I like that. All right, man. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Guy, you got anything to plug?
Nope, that's it. Yeah.
I fucking love that. Simple to the point. Guys, thank you so much.